Well, which brings us then to the whole stadium discussion.
Right.
And so how do you lay out your position, and how do you think this project or not is affecting the mayor's race? Because I would think that there are some residents with strong views on both sides.
And when you're saying this project, you're meaning the soccer stadium.
Correct.
Because that one's still ripe. We could Monday morning quarterback the NFL situation.
No, that's gone down.
Well, let me just say.
Yes.
The brain damage and that was done over the Rams stadium deal is affecting the way everyone feels about this proposal. In the last, I don't know, year, 14, 15 months, whatever it's been, you know, we're really considering three different stadium issues. The Rams, we know how that went. If I had known then what I know now, I wouldn't have spent nearly as much time or, you know, brain cells on that. But at the time, I think it was the right thing to try to save the Rams. Hindsight's 20/20. Now, soccer. I love soccer. I think most St. Louisans love soccer. Most of our kids played soccer, or Jason, your kid will play soccer.
I hope so.
Yeah, there you go. So I love soccer. And I hope we're able to get an MLS team here. I really do wish that the city of St. Louis would not own that stadium. Mm-hmm. We voted just today to put that question before the voters, to let the voters decide if they want to spend the increase in the use tax that will occur if the sales tax passes, if they want to spend that increase in the use tax on a new soccer stadium. So April the 4th, voters will get to decide that. And then there's the Scott Trade Center. So that also needs $138 million worth of improvements. And those funds will have to come out of money that we're already spending on other things, cops, potholes, trimming trees, whatever it is. Three very different situations. But I think it's a tough question. Soccer's going to go before the voters.
Yeah, and I want to touch on the soccer one because somebody brought up this point. I think it's a good one. If you look at what the use tax goes toward now, it's affordable housing, it's public safety. It's laid out in the ordinance, but it's things that a lot of people say are desperately needed. In a scenario where the sales tax passes but the soccer stadium thing fails, I would assume the increase in the use tax would go to that instead of the stadium. Is that – and I guess that brings the ultimate question. Should we be spending money on affordable housing or public safety or a soccer stadium?
That's the question before voters.
Yeah.
Absolutely the question before voters. Yeah. The increase in the use tax, I think, you know, our city does have to have more than just cops and fixing potholes and those sort of things if we want to attract people and businesses and that sort of thing. Part of the reason that this question is so difficult for, I think, all of us is that it's being made just by the city of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So 315 or 20,000 people in the city of St. Louis, It falls on the backs of those people and those businesses if we are going to have a soccer stadium, wouldn't it be better to have a regional stadium authority? We'd have to figure out some fancy name for it. Mm-hmm. But why aren't we making this decision together with the county?
I think that's a good question. And as a city resident, personally, I get a little irritated when county residents chime in on this issue when they're not directly involved.
Right.
But on the other hand, I cover county council all the time. I think there's also this perception among many people in the city that County Executive Stanger can wave a magic wand and money comes to a stadium, when in actuality it has to get through a hostile county council. It would have to go through a voting base, which may reject it.
It might. The city voting base might reject it too,
exactly,
don't forget.
Exactly.
Of course. But wouldn't it be good for us to think about these big issues on a regional basis instead of, well, what does the city think and what does the county think? I mean, frankly, the fragmentation of our government is a big detriment to solid, good, forward-thinking regional questions.